Thomas is giving orders. Thomas, look what me and Dimitri have brought you. Ooh, look at that.
It's a present from us and the Max Planck.
Gorgeous.
You better open it and see.
Yeah. Can we move your lemonade, darling? Otherwise we might have a spill. You want me to plop it over here? Just...
It's exciting.
Listen here.
What does the wrapping paper say?
Say shop.
It says shop.
Yeah.
Hey, do you like shops?
I think that says shop.
Butter paper on the floor.
You do need to.
Wait. Well,
don't rip the paper too much, then we can look at yourself too, can't we?
I'm playing the shop. Let's open the new shop.
Look at that.
I'm playing in the shop.
Oh, look at you.
This is my paint. And then my
paint. Oh, you lucky, lucky boy.
His face sight.
I need my pennies.
You need your pennies. You can see pennies on the box, can't you?
I'm going to throw it there. I want some pennies, please. One
more
penny box.
Well, listen, before we get too far, why don't you say thank you to the ladies?
Thank you, Miss Rock.
I'm Janine. How about a kiss?
Yeah.
Kiss. Oh, thank you, Thomas.
And Dimitri.
Oh.
Thank you.
Let's open it.
Let's open it.
Do you like it, Thomas?
Yes.
Thomas, you say Sunny Bunny all the time. What does it mean?
It's a clue.
Instructions.
No. Yes, there are actually.
Thomas, look. Put them in inside shop. And then there's a post office and a shop, and you've got a till. And then you've got a scanner.
Beep, beep.
Mm. Yeah. And.
The till.
What else is there? Oh, yeah, scales for the fruit. And. Can you get me?
Maybe it's a fridge. No. Parcel. It's for putting the letters in. And the parcels in. Maybe.
So I need some pennies.
Do you? Well, perhaps
I think they may be in
there.
Yeah. Is there, I think there must be something else. Aha, in here, Thomas. God, it's too complicated for me. I don't know how to work it.
Thomas, I think, is there a key?
No.
What's the sweet dispenser?
Do you see in here? Yeah, there's loads. Yeah, I found it all. We need to get in here.
Aha,
Thomas.
God,
this is exciting. God. What's in here?
Look, I see pennies in there.
Brilliant.
What's in here?
So, Thomas, if we open this, then we can play the shop.
Oh, yes. Hey. Let's do this.
Hey, are you ready to play?
Hey, you're Thomas.
Right, so let's see where everything goes.
Oh, look, there's an open and close sign.
If I give you a credit card, you can swipe it, no?
Yeah.
That must be a nice sign.
Brilliant. and then you ask me for the money. So, do you want to be shopkeeper or customer?
Customer.
You want to be customer?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to say what you want to buy? Yeah. Okay, so if you're a customer... Thomas, do you want to be the shopman? Do you want to be shopman or customer?
A shop lady.
Shop, you want to be shop lady? Okay, so I'll be the customer.
You, what you be called?
I'll be a customer.
We can all be customers.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay. Booney.
So Thomas, if you're the shopkeeper, then you have to show. You have to put the things in the shop.
How did this open? Oh my god.
I have lots of little packets and things here
to be made up.
All right. God, it's so complex. Isn't it? Okay, Thomas.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought we had instructions.
It's a closed sign. Yeah.
Cigarettes can be dangerous.
Where we hang to say
that the shop's closed.
No, it's not closed now.
No, because you have to put. Do you see? Where's the? You have to make these. It's coffee. And you have to fold them. I'll show you.
Cartons of orange juice, tins of keys. How do you put them in the shop?
So Thomas, look. Right here.
Oh, there's the key.
Oh, brilliant.
I've got a penny in there.
Can you see where the key goes, Thomas?
Yeah.
Show me. Oh, very good. So what's that post office? So I'll post letters and then you open them with the key. And here's the shop over here, Thomas. Thomas, do you know what these are?
Peas.
And we put the spaghetti hoops and we put them in here to set so I can see what to buy. Do you want to put them in there? To get the shop ready.
There's an ink pad here, look, and stamps. So I think we're going to hold on to that. Oops. She says.
What are you doing?
Put all the money in there.
Maybe we should put some in here. The small ones in here.
Yeah.
Medium in there. Brilliant. What else do we have to do? What else do we have to do to make the shop ready? Have we got things to sell?
Yay!
What are we selling?
This lemonade. Fruit!
What are these?
Sausages!
Lemonade, fruits and sausages.
What are these?
Peas.
Peas, okay, so put the peas in the shop.
Yeah.
Open the door. That's it.
You'll hold that.
Okay, I'll put them in.
And
what's this?
Yes.
It's orange. Yep. And we're going to put that in the shop to sell. Mm-hmm. And what else? What's this? I don't know what this is.
But it's an ink stamp. But I've got the pad here because it's...
Oh my god. So will we put the ink stamp in here?
Yeah.
To keep it safe. Here. This is the stamp. Yeah?
And you look like you've got a drawer there from a till.
It's a drawer for the till.
Oh, yes, you found it. I think it goes here. You're right.
Does this mean you want attention? Are you in there? You've got something here.
Let's see.
Oh, I see. There's a hook there to hang your key up.
Oh, there's supposed to be a telephone.
Where there is, it's right by Demetrius.
Where's your key?
Can you find the telephone?
It's near Demetrius' foot.
By Demetrius' foot, there's a telephone.
Oh, wow.
And the telephone, it goes in here.
Where's the key?
The key's near Demetrius' foot as well.
Demetrius' foot's got everything, isn't it?
Where?
So Thomas, look, the key goes here, Thomas.
It hangs up there. On the hook. Oh, I see, it's come apart. That's...
So, I wonder how you get these out from this side. And then this is the sweets.
because we're Swiss girls.
We did. Come out, yeah. But it's brilliant, isn't it? So do you know what this is, Thomas?
What happens, Thomas, when you go to the supermarket?
Thomas, can I have some money so I can buy something? Give me some money.
I do.
How much money are you going to give me?
Lots.
Oh, fantastic.
I have a £100 coin here.
What have I got? I've got more than that. Are you going to give your mummy some money as well, Thomas? Are you going to give your mummy some money? Some of my money! I know, what am I going to buy?
That sounds fine.
Some of my money. give mummy some money.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, very much.
Thomas, I'm just going to take some money. Can I take some money? I've robbed the shop. That's not very good, is it? Okay. Thomas, I'm going to come and buy something from the shop now, can I? Are you taking everything out? I'm not really stealing from the shop. Let me buy it, though. Mrs. Shop Lady,
yeah.
Can I buy some orange juice, please? How much is that, please?
Two coins.
Two coins? What type of coins? There you go.
It's a new one.
Thanks very much.
I've not heard him say coins before.
Oh, and I get lots of change. Yes, thank you, yes. Thomas. This is a very good shop, isn't it? Okay, what else do I want to buy? What do I need? Something for cereal. Milk. Can I have some milk, please?
Milk.
How much is that, please?
Two coins.
Two coins again. God, it's very cheap in this shop, isn't it? There you go. Do I have some change this time?
Yes.
Lovely, that's very good. So I'm very, very extremely rich there. Nearly bought everything. Okay. I'm not sure I've got enough coins for this. How much are these peas?
Just
how
50
much?
50p.
50p? Do you take credit cards?
Oh, yes.
Oh, brilliant. This is how you do credit cards. Do you want me to sit in the shop? And then you give me something, a sign.
Great.
What's that?
Okay, that's, and then I sign my name here. Janine, thank you. Oh no, it's mine. Right. Oh my God, it's so complicated.
Not been shopping for a long time.
I think I forgot. I've not been to such a small shop anyway.
Can you pay?
Oh, thank you for my peas.
Then you forgot your shopping.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Shop Lady.
Yes,
see you later. Okay, do you want to go shopping now?
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you.
Hello, have you got any orange juice, please?
No left.
You have no left? Oh, dear. Have you any milk or anything else to
Thomas,
drink?
I'm delivery man.
Hello. Oh, here you are. Come in your order.
Yes. Brilliant.
There you are. I have
all right.
Opening the door.
Hello, shop lady. Delivery. Hello. Delivering you some orange juice, some peas, and some milk. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh. Buy one, get one free, is it?
That's fantastic.
How much do I owe you for this?
Just 2p.
Just 2p?
Right.
There you are. Oh! There you are, thank you so much.
Are you giving the change first, Thomas?
Oh, I haven't got any.
Thomas, is this your money I found?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Could you please change that, Thomas?
Yeah.
Thank you. I need some change to use the telephone, please.
Okay. There's your coin there. No,
999. Who are we ringing?
Silly woman.
A silly woman.
Oh, that's me, isn't it, from before?
No, silly woman.
Oh, could I use the telephone, please? I'll just ring Dimitra. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Dimitra, please go down to your local shop because there's some wonderful bargains.
Okay.
If you buy a carton of orange juice, you get a free carton of milk and some peas, and the shopkeeper gives you lots of change and you can use the telephone for free. So please go down. I shall see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye. I'm running down to my local shop now. Great.
It's closed from shopping.
Oh, yes, so I can use the post shop. Shop.
Well, I put some stamps in the post office. Thomas, have a look here. There's some stamps to go in there. Oh, do you buy them first?
Here you are.
Thank you. I haven't even asked for what. Do I get these for free? Is it for the customer? Okay. Oh, Mr. Post.
Kind of beeps good, isn't it?
My letter doesn't fit through the post box. Could you keep it in your post office, please?
Oh, good. Great.
Okay.
I
do need a stamp for it. Can I have one, please? First class, please.
I think. Oh my God, they are actually sticky.
Yes.
Oh,
didn't
realize that.
Can I have a first class stamp, please?
Yeah. Compare it.
Would you like to put it on the?
You perhaps have to have a letter weighed.
Would you like to weigh it first? Just make sure.
Put it on the scales?
Yeah.
How much does it weigh?
Three.
Great. Thank you. How much do I owe you for the stamp?
30p.
Okay, there you go. Oh, great.
It's brilliant that you were right, Jean. This is the best shot. Thomas has got the best shot. Thomas, do you want to make some of these? Because you've not got very much in your shop, have you? Because you've given it all to your mum.
There's some stamps.
No, the stamps don't go in the letterbox, do they?
No,
they go on letters. Yes. Because, have they got any little letters? What else have we got in here? What are these?
Another.
What are these?
Lots of stamps on here.
Oh, yes, we have.
Thomas, do you know what these are?
What are these?
Two stamps.
Oh, right. Did it need two stamps after all? Was it a bit heavy?
Just
two. Two stamps, right. Okay. Thank you very much. I have got no money left.
He's just giving you loans.
Yes, I gave
you not spent it. Here, I have my credit card.
Oh, great, of course. I can give you my credit card.
Oh, brilliant.
Great. I'll just sign here.
For my credit card.
Yeah, that's my second job.
It's called Viva.
Oh, I know what they are. They're probably they're letters, aren't they? Postcards, maybe.
Do they fit through?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
I don't understand what this black is on the bottom.
It's maybe that's where you put the stamp.
Maybe it's not, I don't know.
It's good to see them simulating real life here.
What's this? I'm quite intrigued. What's that?
Yeah, Thomas, what is this? Look, it's a sofa, not me. Oh, Thomas, look. When they buy orange juice, it's the barcode. So you go beep like that.
brilliant. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So you look. So Dimitri, you buy some of the shop.
Okay.
It'd be more expensive now, and it's a real price.
Thomas, can I have a tin of spaghetti hoops, please?
So Thomas, look. You look for spaghetti. Dimitri wants spaghetti. On here, tell me, is that spaghetti? No. There is no spaghetti on it. I don't believe it! There's no spaghetti.
Well, what about some orange juice?
So Thomas, if Dimitri wants to buy orange juice, then you look, orange juice here, beep here. Yeah?
Probably thinks, what on earth is going on?
It is very complicated.
I've got my fingers stuck.
Oops.
He has got his fingers stuck. Oh, that's
good. Thomas.
You're my sweetheart.
You're my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart, that's a nice
look
to say.
Thomas, you've got some coffee now that you can sell.
Beep. Beep.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Oh, great. I get the coffee, I get some money for it.
Well, they've got two rolls of sellotape.
Right, I wonder what that was. Perhaps it's for sticking these boxes together when they're sat
for their parcels, maybe.
Well, it's actually in the shop. Oh, yeah. What are you doing, Todd?
Oh, dear. Enjoying this. We didn't actually go to the shop today. What have we done today?
I don't know.
We went to toddler group and we were there very, very early because Mummy was doing the admissions door again. In fact, we were quite late up this morning, so we had to rush, and then we got to toddler group, and because it was Thomas's birthday yesterday, everybody sang happy birthday to Thomas. And what did you do?
Like that.
He said he was shy and he covered his face and he wouldn't blow his candles out. There's a cake with three candles and you wouldn't look at it, would you?
No.
Some of the children blew the candles out. And then straight out of toddler route we went to the park with Joe and Becky. There's a new park in Heaton Wall.
Becky cried.
Yes, well, something happened on the slide. I think she banged her foot, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then we came back here. We had friends round for lunch. We've had a busy day, haven't we?
What's that, Thomas?
Tea.
No, what do you have at breakfast?
No.
Cornflakes.
What?
Well, this is a very, very nice present, Thomas.
It's brilliant.
I want one.
Thomas?
Yeah?
Look what I found.
Yeah?
What is this?
It's a letter.
It's a letter for in here.
No, it goes with stamps there. I get my camera. I put it in the air.
And I've seen paper as well. Because you have very complicated games in this, can you? Letter writing. I think that these...
Well, I can't get the hang of making this box of biscuits. It doesn't want to play. That's it.
It's not so easy to make these boxes.
Letter is going somewhere.
What's going where?
Letter.
In here?
Oh, right, yes.
Like that.
Try the other way. Yeah, that's it. So you can sell those.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this. You've got shop, stamps.
And sweeties.
And sweeties.
Oh, oh, sweeties. Brilliant.
How do we get the sweeties out?
I don't know.
Something on the side. Oh, I see, you must put something in there and then they collect them out the other side. Can we see any sweeties out?
I can't.
See, Thomas, look. was going to put a sweetie in there, and then the shop gets it at the other side.
Where does this go?
No.
Jean. Oh, thanks, Jean.
I don't know either.
Have a look. Thomas, we can put
Smarties in.
Do you want a sweetie, Dimitra?
Yes, please.
You have to pay.
And then take advantage
of my son's good nature by stealing sweeties.
And then
the
Thomas, round here. Thomas, have a look here. Sweets fall out here. So look.
Wow.
Dimitri wants a sweet. What's it falling out? Right, okay, so put them in. This is brilliant, this place. Well done, Jean. And then pull that door up there.
The little box of Smarties would probably fit in your shop as well. Are you phoning up in advance to check he's got some Smarties?
Yes.
Before you make the trip.
How many
to the
are you putting in?
Lots.
Lots.
Are you putting all of them?
Yeah.
Puts very a lot good. In, gets a lot out, don't you?
What pony is crying?
Who's crying?
Purdy.
Didn't hear him.
Where is Purdy, Thomas?
Trying to get out.
Trying to get out? No, I think she's upstairs.
She's crying somewhere.
She's crying somewhere, is she?
What for?
I don't know. I didn't hear her cry.
Yes, just me.
You heard her crying?
Yes.
Hello, shopman. Could we have some sweets, please?
All right, and that's what happens when it's closed.
There is a closed sign somewhere.
Yeah, it's like
Ew.
Up
here.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I've got a sweet from the shop.
Thomas, you can get sweets out like this, look. Have a look round the front. Oh, God. How does it come out? Maybe you have to shut this door at this side first. Yeah?
Oh!
Can I have one, Thomas? Have you got an orange one? My favourite.
Can I buy you one, please?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Demetra's buying sweets for all of us today. Demetra's turn.
So, how many do I buy with my coin?
You'll buy. You buy sausages and flavours.
Sausages and flavours?
I was more interested in the Smarties, actually. Do you think I can buy enough for my friends?
No.
Did your friends come round yesterday?
Can I just have one then? For me?
Yes.
Okay.
And two.
Thomas, can I buy one for 50?
Oh. 50 pence you get.
Thomas, how many can I have for 50?
One.
Can I have an orange one?
You'll have this one.
No choice. Okay, I'll have a brown one.
I think it's a bit of a tougher shop when it comes to sweets.
I know.
Very generous with these.
It's all right with the beans. Yeah.
When it comes to sweets, you have to.
Can I buy a Smartie for some milk?
I have this one.
Oh.
Look, the postman's arrived now. I wonder what he wants.
Go!
Do you think we should put the orange juice beside the cornflakes here?
And what about the Smarties?
It's open.
The shop's open now.
It's snowing outside, everyone. Just started to snow. Look at that.
Oh, no!
Thomas,
no.
If it's open, we need to put it.
it's snowing.
Look, it's snowing. I thought it was supposed to be spring. What's happening? This is spring with snow.
Spring now.
It's spring now.
Shop's open!
The shop's open.
It's ready to sell.
It's ready to sell. Actually, I have a complaint, Mr. Shopman. Oh my God. I put these peas in your shop when I got them home. Peas in the tin. And my little boy Thomas wanted peas with his sausages and pasta. Do you think I could have another tin, please?
I've not got enough.
Haven't you? Yeah. Dear, what else can we have for our tin?
Nothing.
My little boy Thomas is hungry. What do you think he could have for his tea?
Just orange.
Just orange? Well, I said I'll take some orange then, please. Is that all right?
Yeah. What's small, please? Your little boy has some Smarties.
Can he? Oh, he can have some Smarties instead. Thank you so much. There's the empty tin of peas. Thank you.
Thanks.
You'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's that?
Is this what you ring say you're in the shop?
Yes, I think so, if you want attention.
Mr. Shop Lady. Mr. Shop Lady.
No wonder he's gone here.
I'm opening the sweets first.
Oh, are you?
Is there more sweets, is there?
Yeah.
Are there?
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. Shop lady, can I have some Smarties and some peas?
Tin's empty.
Oh, the tin's empty?
Yeah.
What can I have for my tea then?
Nothing.
Nothing? I'm hungry. Well, you just had a big piece of birthday cake. No, I'm hungry. What can I have for dinner, Thomas?
Just
Smarties, brilliant. That's okay then. How much now is please? How much?
50.
Oh, did you say it was free?
Oh, free. Was it free?
Yeah.
Or 50 pence?
50p.
Okay, yeah. Thanks very much, Mr. Shopman. Mr. Shopman, Mrs. Shoplady, whatever. Mr. Shoplady.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Goggins is actually the lady in Postman Pat. She has the post office and shop, isn't she?
I post my dinner.
Oh, you're Mrs. Goggins now, eh? Hello. Hello, Mrs. Goggins.
Second class letter. Gone in the post box.
Do you want to buy?
Where's the key?
To buy something. Oh, yes.
Where's the key?
Oh, there it is. Oh, the snow stopped now.
I posted a hat.
Are you?
We're watching.
Yes, we're watching him. Have people been posting letters?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, look at that. The pigs have all the clothes bags in his
tummy.
Not in his tummy.
That's your letter.
Is it? Oh, right. Is that her nail?
Your post it.
Well, I will when I'm coming to the shop, yes.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is in the first class box.
Postman Pat's here.
Is he again?
Yeah.
That's very efficient. Every time somebody posts a letter, Postman Pat arrives. Deliver it. That's very good service.
What can I buy from your shop? Or what have you got left?
Not left.
Nothing? Oh yes, can I buy my niece's has her birthday today?
No, you can't have it.
Customer's always right.
Going to ask for a card for her birthday.
It's in the postbox. Put some card along.
Yes, I need to buy it first before I put it in the postbox.
Here's a postman padlet.
You just put it here.
Vans are in the car park. This is a shop.
Well, you didn't tell me, can I buy a card then? I noticed that there are a few in your box there.
Yeah.
Could I buy one?
Okay.
Thank you. Great. Can I also have an envelope? Oh, right.
Lots.
I think I'll...
Let me see.
The one with balloons is quite nice for birthday.
Yes, I think that's the one that I'm going to buy. Thank you. You can have the rest. How much... can I have an envelope with this, please? Is that an envelope? Okay.
And the locks!
Oh, are you giving me all of them? I only actually needed one.
I think the envelopes are just behind your tongues. In the stock room, you really haven't had a chance to unpack them yet.
Oh my goodness.
Can I have one, please?
Of course you can.
Great. That's perfect. Right, and I'm also going to buy a stamp. I'll buy...
Friday.
Yes. Okay, so how much is for all these? The card, the envelope, and the stamp?
Just
50 pence.
That's a good deal. Yeah.
Isn't everything's 50p shop, isn't it? Yes. A few months ago, it was six, wasn't it? Everything cost six. We didn't know whether it was £6 or £6, but whatever we bought, it was six. Thomas, the post office lady, usually does that, doesn't she? Doesn't she do that with the letters? Stamps them.
Oh, I'm going to send it now to Greece.
Your pat's here. Let's get his key in.
Get his key in.
And open the door. And it is in the box.
What, the box?
Jack in the box.
And
is there anything in the box?
No.
Yes.
We went to see the butcher the other day. And Thomas walked in and said, "Hello, Michael, I've come for a chatter." Really?
Chatterbox.
Yes, you went to the butcher's for a chatter, didn't you? What do we buy in the butcher's?
Sausages. What else? This is the towel.
Oh, did we use that the other day to pass the parcel present?
This is the towel. Called the kit towel.
What do you think that does? What's this? Oh, is that just the catch?
Oh yes. When this comes up, everything else falls down.
Oh my god!
It has
to fit. Right. Oh dear. Oops. Oh no! Oh no! Be careful, Thomas. No, be careful.
Yes. it folds into and becomes a little
carry case.
Yeah.
You keep it tidy.
It's very good, isn't it? Thank you very much indeed.
I don't know.
You're a lucky boy, aren't you? All these nice presents.
Did he get lots of presents for your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need
what do you need?
This.
Was it
go off?
Well, I think you open it from here somewhere. It's not so easy.
Isn't it funny the way it makes more sense that way, doesn't it? They've got the tail and then the doors that you open on this side.
Yeah.
So you can ask him, this is the wrong way around, isn't it? In the picture.
I know! Snizzer!
A scissor.
Ah.
I know, a snizzer.
I'll just do...
Yeah.
Yeah, Thomas.
What are you going to stick with it?
Nothing.
After a while.
Well, right, you okay.
What are you sticking, Thomas?
Nothing.
They're just playing with it.
Yeah. Don't stick the stumps, otherwise it'll spoil them, won't it?
Wait.
No, you don't use a woolly's face.
Oh, no!
Your face is sore.
It will be if you stick it with the other tape.
Why are you sticking Mummy's face? Oh, Mummy's mouth.
Oh. Who have you seen do that?
And a woman.
A silly woman.
Oh, no.
Which silly woman? Look, we'd stick paper together. Like we did for Pass the Parson.
No,
son. Oh, that's Mrs. Flanagan. Oh, look. What's this?
It's a solar element.
That's right, you put sellotape on that then. No. Oh, the sellotape's on the ground. The sticky side needs to go on that way. Look at the sun shining now. It was snowing a few minutes ago. Are you going to open this letter? It says to Thomas. Who do you think it's from?
Not anybody.
Not anybody? It's a nice shiny envelope, look.
Put it around your head.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. No.
This is not well. I need another.
You don't need any more. No, I think that we'll keep the sellotape for wrapping up something nice.
I need that sellotape,
okay.
No.
Thomas? Thomas, look, your shop's broken.
We need to sellotape.
The door's closed. We need to sellotape the door on. When it fell over, the shop door's broken.
Yeah.
Will we sellotape it back on? Okay. I'll hold it. What do you think?
Thomas's usual response is, I know, a hammer.
A hammer?
Yes.
Will I try and put this back on you? What do you think?
I need a kitty sock.
What do you need?
Let it off.
Are you need that off? Let's see.
No, well done.
Phew.
There you go.
Yes, I know. That mummy?
No, we won't waste the sellotape, Thomas. We've got let's wrap up a parcel.
No.
Look. Parcel?
No.
Wrapping paper.
No, don't. Hang
on.
No.
Fair enough.
Thomas?
Perhaps the shopkeeper's gone for some lunch.
He hasn't put the clothes sign down.
No,
has
he hasn't. No, and he's left all his money out. Where's Thomas gone? Do you think it's the fish under the table?
Oh.
Thomas was a fish when you arrived. Fish don't say a lot.
And he was a crocodile as well.
Yes. I think we ought to have a look at this card, don't you?
But I thought the card was for Thomas.
Well, it is, but Thomas isn't here.
Oh.
Thomas.
It's very quiet without Thomas.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's lovely.
It's really nice and peaceful.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
What a relief. Oh, no, I miss Thomas. Oh. Where's the shop lady?
Where's the big crocodile? Or is it a fish?
Oh, the big fish is coming. Or is he the crocodile? If he bites us, it might be. It's the crocodile. The
crocodile.
Oh.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you, big crocodile.
You're welcome, Richard.
You're welcome, Richard.
This poster always collects all our money.
Does it?
When? Still.
No, not your teeth, Thomas.
Yes, but you do put down, prick it.
That's
it and prick it. I
put it in the tongue that I'll and mark it with thee.
I'll put it in the tongue
that I'll put it in the oven for baby and me.
No, money's going away.
Is it?
Yes. You wanted some money.
Well, I never refuse money, Thomas.
You want some money.
Yes, please.
No, I'm taking this away.
What's in here, Thomas?
Not anything.
I can just see something. It looks a little bit like a giraffe.
Yeah, it's more like a dirty crocodile.
It's more like a dirty crocodile, isn't it? Have a look and see what's in there.
A choo-choo train.
A choo-choo train?
Yeah.
You mean to take the card out of the envelope?
Giraffe. The giraffe. Horses. Kangaroo.
Giraffe, zebra, horses and a kangaroo. Well, I'm going to have a little look. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Ooh, lovely.
This poster is sales sweets.
Just say it all positively.
It's not sales sweets.
The lorry sells sweets. Grandma would like this card, Thomas. Do you know why?
Yeah.
It has an elephant on it.
I
got
the elephant.
You haven't looked at it properly, have you? It says, happy birthday from all of us. Lots of people have signed the card. You're going to have to say thank you for some of these things, aren't you?
This lorry sells everything.
The lorry sells everything. It must be Sam's mobile shop. Sam's mobile shop sells everything in Postman Park, doesn't it? That's lovely. I'm sure Thomas will look at the card later. You're too excited by your present at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm not excited. Are you?
No, you're probably not as excited as me, no. I get terribly excited. I've had a glass of lemonade and some birthday cake this afternoon, and that's just too much. Did you enjoy your party yesterday, Thomas?
Yeah.
Good. Were you excited then?
Yeah.
Was Mummy excited?
No.
Who came to your party?
Some silly woman.
thoughts about Ben and Charlotte? You pushed Charlotte over and made her cry, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then Dad held me outside.
Your daddy took you outside, didn't he? He talked to you, didn't he? And what happened when you came back inside?
I pushed over again.
Yes, you did, unfortunately. But then what happened?
I don't know.
You said sorry and gave her some Smarties, didn't you?
Yeah.
You and Charlotte friends again now?
Yeah.
And what happened to Rachel and Ben?
I don't know.
They had a bit of a fight, didn't they?
What for?
Well, I don't know. I think it was over a balloon.
What's it?
It's a scale.
They're all through.
You can see how heavy things are. If you put them up there, then this little thing moves and gives you a number, so you can tell how heavy things are. So if we put this carton of milk, you don't know what to do actually. But if we put the bags, let's see what's going to happen.
No, seven.
Yes, I'm sorry, they fell out, didn't they?
Yes,
yeah,
sorry, Peter.
I'm sorry, Thomas.
He's collecting
everything. He's collecting everything?
Yeah.
He's collecting everything?
You cry.
Why?
The postman will not get any money.
Hasn't he?
No, you cry. Polo came. You cry now, please. I stole it. I got some money back.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I get some. That new door's open. I get some lots.
Thank you very, very much. That's specially from the postman, is it?
Post lorry.
Post lorry, I'm sorry. Yes, this isn't Postman Pantsville, this is the post lorry, isn't it?
Get all the money out.
Ah, and a Smarty.
That's the end.
That's the end?
Yeah.
Oh.
you love Smarty.
I do quite like Smarties. Are you sure?
And the post lorry's
right. This would be my birthday. A Smarty, all this money, especially for me.
A lorry drove away.
Driven away. The lorry's driven away, not drove away.
Just drove away.
Driven away.
And back in the till.
Gone back to the till, has it? Oops. Money to burn. Threw it away. Mm.
It's
gone for Little Chat to Mummy.
It's gone one way. It's gone the wrong way. There's some money over there.
Alright.
All this money being thrown around.
Yes.
Is there any money in the bus now? In the lorry?
No.
No, it's empty.
Yeah, look inside. Nothing.
Is there absolutely nothing in?
No.
All right.
That's the end.
That's the end.
Right. Where's the lorry driving to then?
A post lorry wagon.
Right. Yeah. Yes, but there are no letters in it either, are there?
No. I can't see a post lorry.
I can't see a post lorry, no. Now where's it gone?
I can only see a fire engine, just there.
Oh, yes, there's a fire engine and a mixer. Look at the mix.
But no post lorries.
How is it you do? You just pull it back, and that's it.
A little post lorry there! It's gone tick-tock that way. Post lorry there. Please, Bob, look, the money's in there.
Oh, look at that. mixer full of money.
They fit really well in there, don't they? Just perfect. I'd like to have a mixer like that.
My mixer.
It's your mixer.
Who bought you the mixer?
Joe and Becky.
Joe and Becky bought the mixer, didn't they? Yes, that was nice. Did Joe and Becky come to your party?
Yeah.
And we've seen them today. We've been to the not in my, we've been to the park today with Joe and Becky, haven't we?
Yeah.
Playground.
Do they live close by?
Yes, just round the corner.
I met many of your friends yesterday,
yes.
Didn't I?
Oh, lovely.
You met the post lorry. Yeah.
Actually, I don't remember the post lorry.
Yes, yeah.
You were probably playing with it. I remember you did have a lorry there, I haven't seen before. That one. Yeah, mm-hmm. This one
it's
I remember.
It's a newspaper it's for saying Scania.
You were holding this one that
yes,
says Scania on the front.
It carries newspapers often, doesn't it, up and down the motorway?
Oh, does it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Has it got any newspapers in now?
No, it's not.
Oh, right. Is that empty as well?
You didn't meet Isabel yesterday. She went home poorly.
No.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
What happened to Isabel?
What's this for?
Hanging your key up so you know where it is.
Yeah.
And like Daddy, who never knows where his keys are. We could do one of those for Daddy, couldn't we?
Yeah.
And Dimitri.
I think we would need quite a lot of things for Dimitri.
One hook for a bag as well.
Yes. Have you got your bag? You get signs in railway stations, don't you? Have you taken your luggage? Mm. You have to have one in the front door. Did Dimitri forget her bag yesterday, Thomas?
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
Mm. I always do, don't I?
Yeah.
Do you think it's funny?
Yes. Hello. You're my best friend, aren't you, Dimitri?
Oh. Am I? Oh, that's very nice to hear. You're my best friend too. So, do you have a great big laugh every time you see my bag?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you have a family laugh.
Does she leave it? Do you leave it every week?
Most weeks.
Oh, when you go away. Well, do you leave it here all week?
No.
No, I usually
we go don't. Last Tuesday she came back.
I've got a horse, a baguette and a bag.
What's about the horse, no?
That's the squashy letter.
Thank you. Am I getting that?
You're getting the squashy letter.
This is big, blonde.
That's our mail. Now, our friend Val said yesterday, somebody's left their handbag. And Mummy and Daddy both said,
Dimitri's.
Yes, Dimitri's. We haven't even seen the bag, but we just knew.
Mrs. Snakes there.
Snakes come to the post office.
It's going to eat Mummy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
La la la. You love snakes in your mouth.
Not really, no. I don't really love snakes in my mouth. I love you.
Big snakes coming.
I love
these.
Do you like slugs in your mouth?
You love sausages in your mouth.
Yes, I like sausages.
Well, fighters.
I don't like fires in my mouth.
Yes, about balloons.
No, well, I put balloons in my mouth to blow them up. Like that.
Yes, and about eating them.
I don't like eating balloons, no.
Yes.
Blow them up, so they're like that one over there. Not in your mouth, pop it.
We had lots of balloons on the door yesterday. One, look at the orange one. The orange ones have gone very small.
Big ones are big.
And we had some on the gate, but we put four on the gate. There was only one left this morning. The others popped, haven't they? Mm. And he took a pink balloon to toddler group this morning.
No, no.